Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Elliott Maddux. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Lee Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roy Lee Jackson. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliott Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards third. Maddux fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dawson moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson fires to first and picks off Washington. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Youngblood steals second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Trevino moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a pop-up towards third. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-1 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-0 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valentine moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-1 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Trevino and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Moreno pinch hits for Roylie Jackson. Jose Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dyer Miller now pitching. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott bunts towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Miller covering. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elias Sosa now pitching. Elliott Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.